When we think about how God is working salvation in the earth, just as we've just heard, we find ourselves meditating about wonderful things and marvelous things. The wisdom with which God has put away sin through Jesus Christ can only be divine wisdom. Men could not have produced what God has done through Christ, or thousands of men could not have provided the remedy that God provided in Jesus Christ. Salvation is exceedingly complex, and yet there is nothing in heaven or in earth that God has not remedied in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And one of the reasons why saving men is such a complex effort is because that it's not a simple matter. Adam's race was in a lot of trouble, and Adam's race needed help, but it wasn't quite that simple. We were the enemies of God in our works and in our minds. We didn't ask for help. We didn't think we needed help. Our race was not concerned with God. Men didn't look for salvation without God moving upon them. We did not want to be reconciled to God. We did not want to acknowledge God. We were rebellious against Him and enemies of God. We were controlled by the arch enemy of God, who is the devil. Saving people who do not care to be saved is a lot more difficult than saving people who want to be saved. Saving an enemy is considerably more complicated than saving a friend. Power belongeth unto God, says in Psalm 62:11. That His power is the exclusive property of God, and He alone does with it what He will. But brute power was not employed to save men or to put away sin. All creation is at God's disposal, yet He demonstrated this many times in Scripture. Angels are granted extraordinary power by God, but He didn't send angels to save men. The record of the destruction of the works of the devil is a record that's without a battle. There were no clashing of swords and shields. It is without movement of troops or tactical maneuvers of armies. It is without a battle cry. It is without banners and ranks of soldiers. Enmity was overcome without a fight and without the overt display of divine power. God didn't send an army of angels. He gave us His only begotten Son. So when we come to this table, we meditate upon how we were saved. Thoughts that fill our minds are described in words like humility and suffering and sacrifice. And we think of unjust treatment by men and how our Savior was rejected and despised, and He was betrayed by a friend, and He was treated cruelly. He lived in poverty. He died young, and He died between two thieves, as if He were a criminal Himself. He suffered and died alone. And these are the kinds of things we think about when we think of how sins were put away. These are things Jesus experienced in order to take away our sins. The Word was made flesh, but made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient even unto death, even unto the death of the cross. So why does the salvation of our great God involve such things as these? Because these are the things that reveal who God is to us, and these are the things that touch the hearts of men. God is love. He is gracious and abundant in mercy and in goodness and in truth. God stooped and humbled Himself to save His enemies. It's not the power of Christ that constrains us, but the love of Christ. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And again, we love him because he first loved us. So at the Lord's table, let us remember that salvation came at a price, and that price was the suffering and the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us commune with Christ here and consider what he did to save us from condemnation and to be thankful. Our Father in heaven, we do give you thanks for the great Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for the marvelous wisdom with which you are working salvation in the earth and working it all through Jesus Christ. We give thanks for his death, for taking our sins away. We thank you that you are pleased with his sacrifice, that atonement has been made. We pray that you would bless us as we think about these things at this table. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.